the traits of true penance. As we saw in previous issues of the Maharishi, Sri Ramakrishna Swami was known to Sri Kunjaswami since his childhood. It was in the year 1920 that they both first visited Sri Bhagavan and obtained his grace, having the opportunity to stay with him and imbibe the peace that radiated from Sri Ramana's self-abidance. Sri Ramakrishna Swami's dedication to Sri Bhagavan was complete, and his service to the ashram was also very much appreciated by Sri Niranjananda, the Sarvadhikari. Sri Kunjaswami relates Sri Bhagavan's counsel to Ramakrishna Swami regarding the meaning of true tapas. At one time, Ramakrishna Swami and I were both serving Bhagavan, but there wasn't much for two to do. We felt that it was not proper to take ashram food without doing justifiable work for it. So one of us used to go alternately by turns to bhiksha, begging, and tapas, meditation, while the other served Bhagavan, eating with him. Ramakrishna's brother was sending him 25 rupees each month, which was then a substantial sum. Saubhagyam Ammal, a resident of the town, was serving food to sadhus, charging a mere 5 rupees a month. Her twin objectives were serving food to sadhus and having darshan of Bhagavan. For my tenure outside the ashram, Ramakrishna Swami would pay her 5 rupees to cover my meal cost and do likewise for himself for his turn outside. We would live on just one midday meal a day provided by the lady. She used to dispatch our food to Virupaksha cave where we were lodged. During one of his turns off, Ramakrishna Swami went to stay in Virupaksha for a spell of meditation. After 3 days, he had a vision of a huge effulgence. Surprised and equally delighted, he wished for a vision of Kumbakonam town in that effulgence. He wanted to test if the phenomenon would endure. And lo, he did see that town in that brilliance. He next wished to see the Ramanashramam at Kumbakonam, and that too appeared. He was immensely thrilled, believing that the effulgence was Lord Arunachaleswara himself, revealing all visions that he wished to see. He returned to the ashram and told us about it. We were greatly surprised. When it was reported to Bhagavan, he dryly commented, Well, is that what penance is? Nice indeed. He goes to do penance, gets a vision of Kumbakonam, and in addition to it, that of the Ramanashramam at Kumbakonam. Isn't it great tapas? Let me now tell you what true tapas is. Tapas means making the mind rest in its source, in Atma Spurana. Seeing this or doing that are not stable states of abundance. Bhagavan says the same thing in Upadesa Undiya, verses 10:26. Absorption in the heart of being whence we sprang is a path of action, of devotion, of union, and of knowledge. To know the self is but to be the self, for It is non-dual. In such knowledge, one abides as that. Following the direct advice of Sri Bhagavan regarding the meaning of true tapas, Ramakrishna Swami did not further indulge in pursuing such fleeting phenomena, such as visions and lights, etc., but followed ardently the counsel given by his guru in order to rest in the immutable essence, the heart of all.